No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Looking for something new? Try fencing, the Olympic and Paralympic sport that mixes speed, strategy, and fun. It's like chess meets cardio. Quick feet, quick decisions, and a satisfying beep when you score a point. Kids, teens, and adults can start anytime. No experience needed, and many clubs have loaner gear. Coaches teach fundamentals and safety from day one. Find a beginner class near you at usafencing.org/tryfencing. That's usafencing.org/tryfencing.
The Dallas Mavericks had a 1.8% chance of winning the NBA draft lottery and somehow did it. Is this a fix? Was this rigged? Also, we got the mock draft for the first round, all 30 picks. That's coming up next on The Big Lead. What is up and welcome to The Big Lead. My name is Doug McCain. You can follow me on X and Instagram at DMAC_LA. I've covered LA sports for over a decade, 24/7 sports, Bleacher Report, SI, Dodgers Nation. I also do NFL radio for Westwood One. I covered Lakers for several years as well for Chat Sports. And if you're new to the channel, this is the hottest stories in sports. Everything you need to know, the stories that you need to know in sports, basketball, football, baseball, everything, you're going to find it right here on The Big Lead. So do me a huge favor, subscribe. Also comment Luka Magic down below because we're giving away a Luka Doncic Lakers authentic jersey once we hit 2,000 subscribers. So be sure to do that. But we have a lot to get into, so let's get into it. Yesterday, the NBA held its draft lottery, and the Dallas Mavericks had a 1.8% chance of finishing with the top pick, getting that ping pong ball that said they would have the top pick in the 2025 draft. And somehow, some way, the Dallas Mavericks got the top pick in the 2025 NBA draft.
The second pick will be made by the San Antonio Spurs. And that means that the number one pick in the 2025 NBA draft goes to the Dallas Mavericks.
Rolando Blackman, all smiles, four-time All-Star, celebrating. The Dallas Mavericks had a 1.8% chance to win the number one pick overall.
So, of course, the Dallas Mavericks get the top pick. Adam Silver in the NBA, they're not even trying to hide it at this point. For this to happen, coming on the heels of Nico Harris and the Dallas Mavericks trading their franchise cornerstone, their superstar player, Luka Doncic, after leading them to a finals appearance to the Los Angeles Lakers, and all the backlash, all of the hate that came from Dallas Mavericks fans, the fire Nico chants, and everything that came about, just the PR nightmare that came from this to get the number one pick. I mean, this feels almost like a government-level bailout. The NBA is not beating the allegations. I'll never forget when LeBron James was on Pat McAfee's podcast and he said, hey, wow, LeBron James goes back to Cleveland. He stays in Cleveland. He's not going anywhere. Helps out the Cavs. New York Knicks, they get Patrick Ewing. You need a big star in New York. You get Patrick Ewing. You get the cold card there. How about Derrick Rose staying in Chicago? And now this? Here was LeBron talking about his draft theories.
Listen, man. During the ball drop, you know, during the lottery drop, Cleveland got the number one pick. That's the, I just don't think that was.
Yeah.
Just,
whoa, what are you?
What a coincidence.
Don't you think?
Wemby with the Spurs.
Oh,
that like, was a coincidence.
Oh, my God. Let's keep LeBron home. You know what? Patrick Ewing to the Knicks. You know, Derrick Rose to the Bulls. But I understand the assignment, guys. I'm, you know, so, you know, it's, I had to make sure that, you know, I had to do my part. I didn't want to be a fuck up. I just didn't want to be a fuck up, man. Like I said earlier.
So it's very interesting to say the least. And we'll never know for sure. I mean, did Adam Silver say, hey, we need a star on the Lakers. The NBA's ratings are tanking. Get Luka to LA and I'll give you the number one pick. And by doing that, you are going to select Duke freshman Cooper Flagg. Cooper Flagg is a lock to go to the Mavericks. If I'm the Mavericks, I'm locking Nico Harrison in a basement until the draft ends. I'm not going to give him any chances to do something stupid with the pick. Don't trade the pick for Kevin Durant. Don't do anything crazy like that. If you're Cooper Flagg, don't refuse to go to Dallas. That would make this hilarious. Of course, that's not going to be the case. But here was Cooper Flagg reacting to the Mavericks getting the first pick.
Former Duke star Cooper Flagg, what a wild ride for you, huh? What was going through your mind as you were experiencing this and seeing the draft lottery take place?
Yeah, I mean, it's just an incredible experience to be here, to have this opportunity. I mean, this is what I dreamed of since I was a little kid. So just to be here, it's an incredible experience and a great opportunity.
Yeah, you're working out for the draft now. What are you working on in order to get better so when you step onto the floor as an NBA player, you're at your best?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, it's always about just getting better all around. It's not one specific thing that I'm looking at. It's just a collective group of things and just trying to get all around better every single day.
The Dallas Mavericks made it known that they look for two-way players, guys defend. That's what bring home championships, and that's why they traded Luka Doncic. You are a two-way player playing alongside Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving. What you looking forward to?
Yeah, I mean, I think, like I said, this entire experience for me has been amazing. So going forward, I'm just going to look forward to that. Like you said, being a two-way player, that's something that I've done since I was a little kid. So I'm just going to try and keep doing that to the best of my ability.
Cooper, Dallas is a good team. Did you see this coming? I mean, you must have thought about where you might be going, but I'm surprised. But you're going to a very kind of built team already. That's pretty unusual for what I think being the top pick.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, I didn't try and think about it too much. I feel like it was just kind of out of my control. So I'm just kind of going through the process like everybody else and just trying to enjoy every single moment because we only get to do this once.
Congratulations, Cooper. Of course, enjoy the entire process as we lead into June and potentially a new home for you, which would be in Dallas. Cooper Flagg, thank you so much.
He's going to be a good thing for the Mavericks. And I mean, just think about this. Anthony Davis, Kyrie Irving, you can get them healthy with Cooper Flagg. That team does have some very interesting pieces. It'll be very intriguing to see what that group can do. And if they can get closer to a title with that nucleus, if you can get them fully healthy, and then what the Lakers have right now, the twilight of LeBron's career, a lot of uncertainty about the parts you're going to put around Luka Doncic. So very interesting. Now, when we look at the draft order, it's Dallas at one, Spurs second, 76ers third, Hornets fourth, Utah, Jazz at fifth. Man, they could never get a top pick. And the Wizards at six, Pelicans at seven, Nets at eight, Raptors at nine, the Rockets via the Suns at 10, Portland at 11, the Bulls at 12, the Hawks via the Kings at 13, Spurs again at 14, the Thunder via the Heat at 15, Magic at 16, Wolves at 17, Wizards at 18, 19 Nets, 20 Heat, 21 Jazz, 22 Hawks, 23 Pacers, 24 Thunder. Then you got the Magic at 25, Nets at 26, Nets at 27, Celtics at 28, Suns at 29, and then the Los Angeles Lakers at 30 via the Oklahoma City Thunder.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that'll change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
And now, as far as how this first round will shake out after Cooper Flagg is most likely picked by the Dallas Mavericks, please don't mess this up, Nico Harrison. Well, first, okay, Flagg's going one, 19.2 points per game, 7.5 rebounds, 4.2 assists. He won the Player of the Year award. He's widely considered to be the second best overall prospect from evaluators since Victor Wembanyama, and he's only the second behind him since 2016. So he's definitely very, very highly touted. He's viewed as a dynamic defender. He can score. He's a really good player, and I think that you look at the size, 6'9", 205, I think he's only going to grow and get better. So, yeah, Cooper Flagg, the undisputed number one pick. Now, second, Dylan Harper from Rutgers. Averaged almost 20 a game, 4.6 boards, 4 assists, shot 33.3%. He's the top point guard in this draft. And you got the Spurs taking a guy at that position after they traded for De'Aaron Fox. That'll be interesting. He's the second best prospect. You got to go with quality, and you're thinking long-term with Victor Wembanyama. Then with the third pick, the 76ers take Ace Bailey, 17.6 points per game, 7.2 rebounds, 1.3 assists. The Philadelphia 76ers, they are a team that definitely surprised some by getting that higher pick. And Ace Bailey, you get a dynamic scoring wing, and you add him to really what should be the core of the future with Jared McCain and Tyrese Maxey. And then with the fourth pick, the Charlotte Hornets take Vijay Edgecombe, shooting guard out of Baylor. Charlotte, they've had some bad lottery luck. I mean, they really have. I mean, all the way back from Adam Morrison days, and you just kind of look at where this team has kind of gone. And you got LaMelo Ball, you got Brandon Miller. That's a nice pairing there. If Vijay can come in and actually have success, then you're starting to really turn the corner, because LaMelo worked out. Brandon Miller looks pretty solid. You look kind of historically, they've had some issues, but still, I like that at number four. And then with the fifth pick, Trey Johnson out of Texas, 6'6", 190 pounds, almost 20 a game, shot 39.7% from three. So Utah can't get that top pick, but still you get a top five pick, and hey, you got some young talent in Utah. And then with the sixth pick, the Wizards take Con Knipl. He is a great shooter, 40.6% from beyond the arc, averaged 14.4 points per game on a Duke team that won 35 games, got to the Final Four. I think he'd be a really nice addition to that Wizards team, and you can't teach that level of shooting. Then the Pelicans take with the number seven pick, Colin Murray-Boyles, out of South Carolina. And here it's, he's someone that he's a dynamic defender. He's a crafty scorer. But I think with the Pelicans, you're kind of like looking for quality there. And then the Nets with the 8th pick take Jeremiah Fears, 17.1 points per game, 4.1 rebounds, 4.1 assists. Brooklyn with 4 first-round picks. You take a big swing on a higher upside player, and I think this is what you do right there. He's an electric ball handler. He can go downhill and attack. He's some questions about kind of his slender frame at 6'4", 182, but I like this as a high upside play. And then there's Kasperis Jakučionis. That would be the pick for the Toronto Raptors at number 9. Lots of talent here. Average 15, 5, and 4 on 31.8% shooting from beyond the arc. He's going to be a point guard most likely at the next level, but really nice size at 6'6". He can finish. He needs to kind of work on his ability as an off-ball weapon to kind of catch and shoot a little bit, get to the bucket. But I like him. Lots of talent. And then with the 10th pick, the Rockets select Igor Demin out of BYU. This is the best passer in the draft. I mean, this is a guy that's very talented as a distributor, averaged 5.5 assists at that position. And then you've got the Portland Trailblazers taking Nolan Traore out of France. He's really turned on of late. He's getting closer to that top 5, top 10 pick that he was looked at earlier in the year. And earlier last season as a possible lottery pick. So I like this pick for Portland. They need some upsides too. Then round 1, pick 12, the Bulls select Derek Queen, 16.5 points, 9 rebounds, 1.9 assists. Queen in Chicago, I think make a ton of sense. He's from Maryland, kind of hard-nosed, brings that toughness, 6'10", 246. I think you get some front court guys to help with Chicago's backcourt. That's kind of what they need at this point. And then round 1, pick 13 out of Colorado State, Neat Clifford, 18.9 points per game, 9.6 rebounds, 4.46, 6'6", 200 pounds. He's a two-way player, 3-and-D guy. That's what you need to win in the NBA in 2025. I think he's one of the best plug-and-play type of guys that you can get in this draft for sure. I like the fact that he's a senior. He's got a lot of experience. Then round 1, pick 14, Kamen Mulak out of Duke. And, yeah, he disappeared in the final. We know that. He's got length, 7'6" wingspan. Him and Wemby, can you imagine having a Twin Tower situation right there? I really like that. He's a player that I think could really develop in that organization. And I think he's raw, but you can't teach 7'2", 250. So I like that for him in that spot. But that's going to do it for the lottery. We're going to break down the rest of the draft tomorrow, but that's going to do it for this episode of The Big Lead. My name is Doug McCain. You can follow me on X and Instagram at @DMAC_LA. Subscribe to the notification bell, hit the like button. Until next time.
This isn't just a game. It's a once in a generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.